The epistle for the Mass is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. When the days of Pentecost were accomplished, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty wind coming, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues as it were of fire, and it sat upon every one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with diverse tongues, according as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded in mind, because that every man heard them speak in his own tongue. And they were all amazed and wondered, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how have we heard every man our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the other parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews also and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we have heard them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, If any man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and will make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words, and the word which you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you, abiding with you, but the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring all things to your mind whatsoever I shall have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. You have heard that I said to you, I go away, and I come unto you. If you loved me, you would indeed be glad, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe. I will not now speak many things with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath not anything. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father hath given me commandments, so do I. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. If anyone love me, he will keep my word. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, 10 days ago, on Ascension Thursday, our Lord ascended into heaven from Mount Olivet. After his ascension, the apostles slowly made their way down from that holy mount. They returned into Jerusalem, to the upper room of the cenacle. They returned there with the Blessed Virgin, several other holy women, and a great number of our Lord's disciples. In all, it was about 120 people. There they drew close to our Blessed Mother and prayed. For 9 days they prayed fervently for the coming of the Comforter, whom our Lord had promised to send. And on the 10th day, the Holy Ghost came. At about 9 o'clock in the morning, there came a great sound from heaven, as of a mighty rushing wind. It was heard throughout the streets of the city, and it filled the whole house in which the apostles were praying. And with the coming of that great sound, there appeared to the apostles tongues, parted tongues as it were of fire. And these fiery tongues settled upon each of them. At that moment, these privileged disciples of our Lord were filled with the Holy Ghost. Each one began to speak in diverse tongues, that is, in foreign languages, according as the Holy Ghost inspired him to do so. These weak, ignorant fishermen were now able to speak with the tongues of all men. And what a wonderful thing this was. For at that time there were Jews from every nation under heaven in the city of Jerusalem. They were devout men who had come there for the celebration of the Jewish feasts. And when they heard what had happened in the cenacle, they flocked to the place, and they were astonished. For when the apostles spoke, each man in the crowd heard the words in his own language, even though his language differed from those around him. In their astonishment, they cried out, "How have we heard every man our own tongue wherein we were born?" Others, in their confusion, mocked the apostles. And it was then that St. Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke to the multitudes. He spoke about the wonderful works of God, delivering the very first sermon of the Catholic Church. And the words of St. Peter had a divine power, which penetrated all hearts, and many repented of their sins and asked Peter and the other apostles what they ought to do. St. Peter answered them, "Do penance and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." These people received his words with joy, and 3,000 were baptized right then and there. And thus, by the coming of the Holy Ghost, the Catholic Church was born. My dear friends, the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, is true God, just as the Father and the Son are. And thus, he is equal to the Father and the Son in all things. The Holy Ghost is eternal, all-knowing, and almighty. However, one of the special works, which of course is shared equally by all three persons of the Blessed Trinity, but which is especially attributed to the Holy Ghost, is the work of love. For the Holy Ghost inflames souls with divine love. He sets hearts on fire with love for God. This is why he appeared to the apostles in the form of tongues of fire. For fire gives heat and warmth, both of which are symbols of Christian charity. Fire also consumes what comes in its way, just as the Holy Ghost consumes our hearts with love. That is what happened, my dear friends, on the Feast of Pentecost. While the tongues of fire appeared externally, the hearts of the disciples were enkindled within. My dear faithful, we too must ask the Holy Ghost to come to us, for we too must have hearts on fire with love for God. If we are to be saved, we must love God. Now, as our Lord explained to his apostles at the Last Supper, love is proven by action. "If anyone love me," our Lord told them, "he will keep my word." That is, if we love God, we will keep his commandments. If we truly care about him, if we truly want to please him, we will not hurt him. We will not sin. But how can we keep from sin if we do not distance ourselves from those things which lead to sin. If we do not avoid the bad entertainment, but rather allow it to enter into our homes. If we do not guard ourselves against idleness, especially in regards to our use of the internet. If we do not distance ourselves from those people of the world who lead us into sin by their bad example. If we do not shun the immodest fashions of the world and thereby make ourselves responsible for the sins we commit, cause others to commit. If we do not avoid these things, how can we say that we love God? For as St. John tells us, whosoever says, I love God, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar. My dear faithful, it is a struggle to avoid sin. It does take effort, especially in our modern day world, for the occasions of sin are literally everywhere. But if we are truly striving to love God with all our hearts, the Holy Ghost will help us, just as he did for the apostles on that very first Pentecost Sunday. The apostles cut themselves off from the rest of the world. They hid in the cenacle and devoted themselves to fervent prayer. And there the Holy Ghost came to them and set them on fire with God's love. A love which transformed those weak, timid men into unshakable champions of the Catholic faith. My dear friends, we too must imitate the apostles in this regard. We too must ask the Holy Ghost for that same fire of love. And if we ask him, he will surely give it to us. Therefore, on this Pentecost Sunday, and every day, ask the Holy Ghost to come to you. Ask him to set your heart on fire with God's love. Ask him for that love which shuns every sin and avoids every occasion of sin. For that love which prefers death rather than to commit a sin. And when you are threatened by any temptation, or the occasions of sin present themselves to you, turn to the Holy Ghost for help. Turn to him with confidence. Ask him to guide you away from all danger and lead you to safety. Say a quick prayer such as, Come, Holy Ghost. Just those three simple words, Come, Holy Ghost, and he will be there to help you, to guide you. My dear friends, if we do this, if we ever seek to increase our love for God and resolve to avoid all that offends him, we will truly be transformed by the love of the Holy Ghost, and we will dwell in that love for all eternity. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.